Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are at Rav Yosef Amar Hainu Taima. So it's about five lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to bring a different explanation for the reason that you're not allowed to put a kli underneath a ner to catch the oil that spills out, or underneath a tarnagolas to catch the egg. Rav Yosef Amar Hainu Taima Rav Chista. This is the reason that you're not allowed to put a kli underneath a tarnagolas to catch the egg. Mishum de kamavatel kli mehechano, because you're causing that kli to become unusable for the rest of Shabbos, because once the egg falls into that kli, you're not going to be able to move that kli because the beitza is muktzah. But to put a kli over an egg is mutter, because you'll be able to take that kli off whenever you want. So whenever you are ruining the possible future usage of that kli, that is the issur. So ask the Gemara, Eis ve'Abaye, Abaye challenges Rav Yosef. Chavis shel tevel shenishbra, if you have a barrel of tevel that breaks on Shabbos, maybe kli achir maniach techteho, you're allowed to take another kli and put it underneath it. And that's a kashan of Yosef. Tevel is muktza, and from the moment that the kli falls, it should be asu betiltel. So it turns out you're being mevatel kli meichano. Why is it mutter to put a kli underneath the tevel? So amalei, so Rav Yosef said back to Abai, that's not a kasha. Tevel muchan hu etzel Shabbos. Tevel is considered more muchan than most other muktza. Shim avar v'tikno masukan, because it's not muktza mitzaratzmo. It's only muktza because the chachamim don't allow you to take ma'isros on Shabbos. But if you violate what the chacham say and you actually take chumas on ma'isros on Shabbos, it works, and then you're allowed to be metaltel it and eat it on Shabbos, and you don't have to be choshesh for an isur muktza. So even if you did not take chumas on ma'isros on Shabbos, granted it remains also tiltal because it's tevel, but it's not mevatel, and it's not going to aser a kli that's underneath it. It's not mevatel kli mehechano. So the Gemara says, okay, another challenge though. Mishnah tells us later on, nosun kli tachsener lekabel nitzotzot. So you can put a kli underneath the candle to catch sparks. That's a kasha on Rav Yosef. A kli is going to be asr betiltel when those nitzotzot, which are mukta, fall into the kli. So why don't we asr doing that because of mevatel kli meichano? I'm referring to nitzotzot saying ben mamish. No, the nitzotzot don't have any substance to them. So even when they fall into the kli is going to be mukta to be metaltel, because you're not being metaltel the nitzotzot. So it's not a problem of betel kli meichano. A third challenge, the Gemara says. We have another Mishnah. V'chein korish nishbra somchelos abesafsol baruch Samita. If a beam breaks, you're allowed to support it with a bench or with bedposts. That's a kasha on Rav Yosef. Why are you allowed to do that? Aren't you being mevatel kli mehechano? And it says Gemara de Rafi di bai shakale. No, it's talking about where you don't attach it in really well. You don't. It's loose. So if you want, you're able to take it from there on Shabbos. Another challenge, says the Gemara. What challenge are we up to? One, two, three, four. Fourth challenge. Nosen kli tachsadelef b'Shabbos. We have a case that the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Beita that you're allowed to put a kli underneath a leek on Shabbos, and that's a kasha on Rav Yosef. Why are you allowed to do that? Whatever comes from the leek is going to be muktzah, the water is going to be muktzah, and therefore when the water falls into it, it's mevatel kli meichano. So answers Gemara, bedelef harotli. We're talking about a leek that's right for shtiyah, that's not muktzah, and is not going to answer a kli betiltel. So the Gemara says even further and asks on Rav Yosef that it says in the Mishnah, that a person can turn upside down a basket in front of birds, that they should be able to go up onto the basket into their birdhouse. And that's a kasha on Rav Yosef. Why are you allowed to do that? When the afrochim go on that basket, they are being mevatel that kli, because you're not going to be able to be metaltel that kli. It's going to be muktza. So answers the Gemara, kasavar mutal taltalo. Rav Yosef holds that you're allowed to be metaltel that basket, and therefore you're not really being mevatel kli meichano. Aye, but vatanya also letatel. How can you say that it's mutter to be metaltel the basket that's in front of the afrochim? The brisa says you're not allowed to be metaltel. So the kasha remains on Rav Yosef. Why does the Mishnah allow putting the basket there in the first place? Isn't it a violation of being mevatel kli meichano? Says Gemara, but odan alav. It's only asr be metaltal the basket when the afrochim are actually still on the basket. But once the afrochim have moved from the basket, you're allowed to be metaltal. So says Gemara, v'atanya afal pi she'ain odan alav asr. Don't tell me it's only but odan alav. We have a brisa that says even when it's ain odan alav, it's asr. And so Gemara, amar Rabbi Avahu, but odan alav kli kol ben hashmashos. That we're talking about. The brisa that Asr is being metal to the basket is talking about that the Ephrochim stay on the basket throughout the entire period of Ben Hashmashos. And in that case, Migudas Katsayla Ben Hashmashos is Katsayla Kule Yoma. Since it's Muksa for Ben Hashmashos, it remains Muksa for the entire day. But if the Ephrochim were not on the basket for the entire Ben Hashmashos, then the basket does not become Asr except for those moments when the Ephrochim are on it. So the Mishnah that allows putting a basket in front of the Ephrochim is talking about that you put it on after Shabbos already began. So since you could take it whenever Ephrochim are not on it, it's not called a violation of being Mevatel Kli Mehechanu. So far what we've learned is that that according to Rav Yosef, the reason for Rav Chista asering, putting a kli under a tarnagolas to catch the egg, is because it's a violation of Vatel Kli Mechano, and we had several challenges to that shita, and each of those challenges were answered. That apparently there is a problem of being Mevatel Kli Mechano. So now the Gemara brings a shita that disagrees with Rav Chista and says that you're actually allowed to put a kli underneath. Rav Chissa said you're allowed to put a kli over an egg, and we're gonna say a different shita. Rabbi Yitzchak Shem she'enos and kli tachas tarnagolas kabel beitzasa kach. This sheet is even more machmir. Comes along Rav Yitzchak and he says, just like you're not allowed to put a kli underneath the tarnagolas to catch the egg so that it shouldn't break, you're also not allowed to catch an egg. Rather, you're also not allowed to put a kli over the egg to prevent it from breaking. So kasavar ein kli nital ella ledavar hanital b'shamis. Rav Yitzchak must hold that you're only allowed to move a kli, even a kli shemlachtal lehetir, for the sake of something that's not mukta. You're not allowed to move a kli for the sake of a mukta item. So meisvei kalani tiyufta. So they asked on Rav Yitzchak from all of the mishnayos and brisos that we just asked on Rav Chista from. That in all these cases, you're being metalta l'kli shelo l'tzorech, says shelo l'tzorech, or l'tzorech ha-mukta, I should say, v'shani b'tzorech l'makomo. In all of these cases, we make a mekimta that it's tzorech makomo, that you're moving the kli because you need the place that the kli was previously occupying. And in such a case, where you need the place where the kli was previously occupying, that's when you're allowed to be metaltel a kli, even l'tzorech a-davra ha-mukta. Because it's not called the tzorech a-davra ha-mukta, it's called the tzorech l'makom that you were moving the kli from. So now the Gemara asks from another number of brises in addition to the ones we just quoted, but this time to attack Rav Yitzchak. So Tashma, so a raya against Rav Yitzchak. Achas beitza shenolda b'Shabbos, v'achas beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov. Whether you have a beitza that was nolad on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, ein metaltelin lo l'chasos b'asa kli. You're not allowed to be metaltel it to cover it to use it to cover a kli. Now it's not talking about a kli covering the egg, but the egg covering the kli. Like there's a narrow mouth of the kli, and you put an egg over the opening of the kli. V'lismach b'kirei amita, or to use the egg to support the bedposts. Aval kofa le'kli b'shvel shalot yishaver, but you're allowed to put a kli over the egg to prevent it from breaking. And that's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says you're not allowed to be metalta l'kli l'tzorech davra muktza. So how could you be metalta l'kli to put it over an egg, which is a davra muktza? Says Mar Hachnam b'tzorech l'makomo. The same answer we said before. It's a case of tzarech mekomo. Tashma, another kasha. We have a brisa. Parson machzlos al gabei avonim b'shabbos. That you can spread mats over rocks on Shabbos to prevent them from getting wet from the rain, and that's a kasha on Rav Yitzchak. How are you allowed to take those mats litzorech avanim, which are davra muktza? Says Mar b'avanim ukrizolus dechazion lebeis hakisei. Who says those rocks are muktza? Maybe those rocks are toilet paper rocks, which are meant to be used on Shabbos. They're designated for use on Shabbos, and therefore they're not muktza. Tashma, another raya against Rav Yitzchak, another brisa. Parson machzolos al gabei levenim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to spread mats over bricks on Shabbos. Now, bricks are meant for building. They're not meant for toilet paper. So it's davar hamuktzah on Shabbos. I thought you're only allowed to be metal to things. Litzarech something that's not muktzah, but not litzarech hamuktzah. No, the bricks we're talking about are leftover bricks from after a construction project that they're ra'oi li yeshiva. They can be used for a chair, they can be used for seating. So since right now that's what they're function is, they are not called muktzah. Tashma says, well, I'll bring you another raya against Rav Yitzchak. The parson machzalas al gabei kaveres tvorim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to spread a mat over a beehive on Shabbos b'cham neachama in the sun to protect from the sun and during the rain to protect from the rain. Obavad shelo yiskavin lotzot, as long as you do not plan, you do not try to trap the dvorim. So that's a kasha on Rav Yitzchak. How you let it be notel that machzalas Tzorech Dvorim, which are mukta, so Hachamayaskinan di kadvash. Now the case is that there is honey in the kaveris, and you're spreading the mat to protect the honey. The honey is not mukta. So you're being metal to the kli, letzorech adavar, that's not mukta. So the says Gemara, is that really a good answer? Amalei Ravuk v'meshon Ravashi, Maruk v'meshon says Ravashi, the Braisa says that you're allowed to be poris machzalos on a kaveres, b'chamim b'mnei hachamu, b'gshom b'mnei hachshamim. So Dafka, it's talking about because of the weather. And the Gemara explains that you're allowed to do that because you're protecting the honey. Teinach b'yemos hachama, I understand during the summertime, di'ika dvash. That's where there is honey. But in the wintertime, there is no honey in those beehives during the wintertime. So, how is Rabbi Yitzchak going to explain the Braisa? The Braisa is being matir, is allowing you to take a machzelas even during the wintertime when there is no honey. Obviously, you're doing it to protect the bees. If you're doing it to protect the bees, you're moving this mat for the tzorech of a davra muktza. Now, even during the wintertime, they always keep shtechalos dvash in the beehive. So that's what you're protecting. But those shtechalos are not designated for human use. Those are designated for the bees. And therefore, those shtechalos are mukta. Says, from Erev Shabbos, you already decided that you're going to use those shtechalos. And therefore, they're all made for the usage of people. And that's why it's not mukta. So says Gemara, from the fact that we said that the Bryce is talking about covering a kaveres is only when you had a machshava to use those shtechalos, halocha shvalayumai, aser. Yeah, that implies that if you did not have a machshava to use those shtechalos, then you would not be allowed to use the mat because you're being metaltalit with tzorech davar hamuktzah. Yeah, but ihachi, if that's true that you're not allowed to cover a kaveres when you did not have machshava to eat the dvash that's inside of it, hadutani, when the Braisa goes on to say that ubavach lo yiskavin lotzud, that the only example of a case where you're not going to be allowed to cover the beehive with the mat is when you have a kavana for tzeda. Why do you have to come up with a kavana for tzeda? Leave tzeda out of it and just make it about mukta itself and say b'medvar mamurim. You want to come up with a case that it's aser, b'medvar mamurim that it's mutter g'shechishivaleihen. When you had a machshava for it, avalochishivaleihen aser. But if you had no machshava to use the honey in there, then it would be aser. Says Mar Hakamashmalan, Afal Pishachishavalein, Vlashkavin Latsud. No, we'd rather introduce a new concern that also comes up with the beehive, just to let us know. Mukts is not the only issue, that you also have this additional concern that with the beehive that there's an issue of tzeda. So essentially what the second main point we have over here is that Rabbi Yitzchak says that you're not allowed to move a kli, any kli shemlach to laheter even, litzorech l'muktza item. We challenged him from many, many different places, and we keep defending him. So the Gemara asks on the Gemara previously that said that the brisa that allows covering kaveres is only when you're chishev al dvash me'er of Shabbos to eat from it, but as long as you didn't have kavana, latzud. You know what? Maybe we'll stop there, and we'll pick up from that discussion from Mani Rabbi Shimon next time. So Bez Hashem will pick up from there next time.